In a couple of weeks, when a new men's college basketball champion is crowned, CBS will air its annual montage of tournament highlights over a song called One Shining Moment. And you could bet that one of those moments will be the one where Georgia State coach Ron Hunter, having already torn his Achilles tendon, celebrating his team's entry into the 68-team field the previous Sunday, fell off the office chair rigged for him to roam the sidelines. You'll also undoubtedly see the moment where Hunter and his son RJ, the star player on the Georgia State team, embrace after the Panthers' Saturday loss. Those two vignettes, and all the buzzer beaters, and crying piccolo players, and dazzling end-to-end layups are all part of what many consider the best annual moments in American sports. To get to the shining moments, however, you have to step through the sleazy ones, which don't get the same kind of coverage, but are critical to your understanding, if not your enjoyment. Take the moments where academic pursuits are virtually ignored in the name of athletic glory. Or did you really think the young men and women who don the colors of your alma mater are actually going to class during all this? Just Sunday night, for instance, the Maryland and West Virginia men's teams did battle in a game that tipped off in Columbus, Ohio at 8:40 p.m. Think about that for a moment. Two teams, whose campuses are located deep in the Eastern time zone, played each other in a game, also in the East, that would not end before 11 p.m. That may have kept you up late, but think of what it did to the, quote, student-athletes. The Terps and Mountaineers would likely not leave the arena before, say, 1 a.m., and probably wouldn't get back home before 3 or 4 a.m. So, with a decent attempt at sleep, any thought of making a class before noon would probably be out of the question. In order to enjoy this madness of March, you also have to ignore the incidents of academic fraud being perpetrated. Already, the NCAA hammer has come down on Syracuse, which took itself out of this year's tournament and whose vaunted coach Jim Boeheim will be suspended for 9 games next year. And there's widespread speculation that North Carolina may have to vacate its 2005 title amid reports of rampant examples of systemic and ongoing academic dishonesty. Then there's the money, and there is a lot of it to go around in this tournament. The NCAA is getting more than $700 million of CBS and Turner's dollars to air this year's games. Companies are ponying up millions of dollars to be the official soft drink, automobile, and even ladder of the tournament. And the coaches are drawing million-dollar-plus salaries to mold and guide young minds through these perilous 3 weeks and beyond. Yes, everyone is getting paid except the people who make it possible, the players. These are definitely shining moments, as long as you don't ask where the shinola comes from. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Twitter at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producer Mary Rose Madden, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the games.